This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached India after successfully concluding his final leg of a five-nation tour in Italy, where both nations announced the upgradation of their ties to a special strategic partnership, marking a major step forward in bilateral relations. The two countries signed several agreements in areas including agriculture, critical minerals, Ayurveda, science and technology, and facilitation of mobility of Indian nurses from India to Italy. Both nations also signed MOUs for curbing tax crimes, money laundering, and terror financing. In a joint press statement with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, in Rome yesterday, PM Modi said Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is that of a powerhouse of scale, talent, and affordable innovation. The PM said India and Italy will move forward on the principle of design and develop in India and Italy and deliver for the world. During the joint statement, the Prime Minister highlighted that both countries will work together on shipping, ports, modernization, logistics, and the blue economy. PM of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, said the aim is to enhance the complementarity between the two countries in main. PM Modi has been conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari has announced immediate initiation of deportation proceedings against illegal Bangladeshi infiltrators under the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA. The Chief Minister made the announcement at State Secretariat, Nabanna, yesterday during a land handover ceremony to the Border Security Force for border fencing. Mr. Adhikari clarified that no action would be taken against members of the seven communities protected under the CAA, provided they had entered India before 31st of December 2024. US Marines have boarded and redirected an Iranian-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman amid an ongoing US naval blockade on Iranian shipping. US Central Command identified the vessel as the MT Celestial Sea. It said the tanker was searched and forced to change course after it was assessed to be heading toward an Iranian port. Officials say it is at least the fifth boarding since the blockade began. Central Command also says US forces have now redirected 91 commercial vessels to enforce compliance, and four ships have been disabled since the operation began on 12th of last month. The move comes amid heightened tensions, with President Donald Trump recently halting planned strikes on Iran for negotiations. India is set to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, as the United Nations in its report projected a growth rate of 6.4% this year for the country, despite global uncertainty caused by the West Asia conflict. UN senior economist Ingo Peterle, briefing reporters on the media update to the World Economic Situation and Prospects report, said India's strong consumer demand, public investment, and growth in services exports continue to support its economy. In West Bengal, re-polling will be held today in the Falta Assembly constituency in South 24 Perganas district. A total of six candidates are in the fray, including two independents. Trinamool Congress candidate Jahangir Khan announced on Tuesday that he would not contest the election. However, his name remains on the ballot as the deadline for withdrawal has already passed. The BJP candidate is Debangshu Panda. The Congress has fielded Abdul Razak Molla, while the CPM has nominated Sambhunath Kurmi. Our correspondent reports that the Election Commission has made all necessary arrangements to ensure peaceful voting. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. Maharashtra CM Devendra Fadnavis has said that nuclear energy will become indispensable for ensuring a carbon-free industrial-scale baseload power supply, and that the state is fully prepared to lead the sector's transformation. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 147 runs for 8 in 20 overs. Manish Pandey was adjudged player of the match. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Chennai Super Kings in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.